Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of March, recording at 9:18 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and it's an interesting day, a little bit different from what we've seen of late. Asian stock markets were really quite steady across the boards. China only had a small rise, but it had been up quite a bit the two previous days. And the Hang Seng Index, that was the China A-share that I was referring to, the Hang Seng Index was up 1.71% today. And the ASEAN stock markets, which were led by Indonesia for most of the bull market run to date, we're all edging higher again in here today, finally joined by Singapore, which had a decent upward dynamic. Now, in Europe, we had a little bit of seesaw activity, but stock markets closing out with some reasonable gains as Wall Street put on a decent rally. The Dow ended up 1%, 0.89 for the S&P, that was up 11, taking S&P back to nearly 1322. Slightly smaller gain for the NASDAQ Composite Index. Canada down a little bit, had a key day reversal yesterday, and a bit of follow-through in here today, downside key day reversal. Canada was one of the stock markets, though, that had been very firm, and it actually moved to a new high last week. Elsewhere, the long-dated government bond prices are weaker here today against the background of that rally. Precious metals caught some profit-taking, although silver has picked up here a little bit late in the day. In the after-hours trading, so's palladium. But so what's down? Well, platinum's down $1,390 at $8.06.50, and gold bullion is at $14.29. So that's down three as I speak. Now the U.S. dollar is a little bit steadier. Here, the U.S. dollar index has edged up to 76.79. And industrial metals mixed, but some recoveries from early selling. For instance, copper, which had been in retreat in the last few days, it fell down to 425. But bounced back up to 434.65. That's up slightly on the. That's up a couple of cents on the day. And what else to mention? The grain and bean complex that saw some further profit taking in here today. So declines across the boards there. So a little bit of respite in the commodity markets generally. Okay. So what's going on overall? Well, last but not least, I should mention the crude oil price and the Brent crude, which remember that soared up to 120 last week and then fell back a little bit and then almost virtually retested that level. But that's down to 112 and I think it was 68 cents when I looked a moment ago. So that's good. That's $7 and a bit off the high. NYMEX was down a little bit here today. It's currently at 104.67. So again, some respite in these all-important commodities. Now, stock markets like that, needless to say. And what has been very clear here is that whenever this crude oil pushes up strongly, since it's been up above $100, we see some weakness in global stock markets. But the moment it eases off a bit, stock markets tend to firm. Now, you say, well, that's logical, but so what? Well, the so what, I think, is that first, let's remember, we're in a cyclical bull market for most stock markets, and that would be defined, it's not an arbitrary label, but it would be defined by the fact that the vast majority of stock market indices are trading to the left of their rising 200-day moving averages. There are some exceptions. Some of the markets that have been most were most heavily damaged by the credit crisis remain in perpetual slough of despond, like Greece, for instance. Ireland may be a perpetual base, but it's no sign that it's going to be completed anytime soon. The Middle Eastern stock markets, which were hammered by this sell-off, although I should mention that Saudi Arabia has bounced back really quite impressively. That's a bit of a vote of confidence. I was alarmed when I saw that plunge last week, and then it started to rally, and it's been up for the last 4 days, which is encouraging. Regained much of the very steep sell-off that we'd actually seen. So my point really here is that these markets want to go up overall, but they cannot really contend with too strong a headwind coming from the commodity sector. And veteran subscribers will know that's something that we've predicted for really a long time. In that view, through much of last year and at earlier stages of this overall super cycle, as well, saying that commodities were both an opportunity but would then become the next big problem. Now, are we going to get some respite there? Well, hopefully we will, but I wouldn't count on it. In the sense that a resolution to this Libyan civil war, hopefully one in which the Gaddafi family move on, that's really quite important. And but I think that if that did happen, that we would certainly get some temporary respite in terms of concern over the Middle Eastern situation, which has led not to an increase in crude oil demand, but to a speculative play there. But the knock-on impact of that speculative rise in the price of crude oil is real in economic terms. That's the problem, as we've mentioned in the past, and it can also push, and will push. Central banks into raising interest rates more quickly than they might have otherwise done. And of course, it's also a tax on both consumer spending and corporate spending as well. So enough said, serious problem there. But I would not rule out the chance that we could have a little bit better environment here over the short to possibly medium term. And if so, I would expect the Asian markets to lead on the upside. Now, and also a number of the South American stock markets doing so as well. Those have been the early leaders. Those have been the ones that have the stronger GDP growth. And those are the ones that have also completed mean reversion consolidations back towards their 200-day moving averages. In contrast, Wall Street has not. And I do feel that Wall Street's likely to range at best. But what we've seen with most of these mean reversions is the first stock market loses upside momentum after it at a point after it's become overextended relative to its rising MA. And it trades sideways for a while, but then eventually buckles in a pullback to the MA. So I wouldn't be too surprised if we didn't See, I do expect Wall Street to do just that. How far back it pulls, that depends on the price of crude oil. If crude oil comes back under $100, ideally back below $90 on the NYMEX, then I think it would be mostly a ranging consolidation. But if crude oil were to do something more significant to the upside, well, basically big enough a rally and all bets are off, because that would create havoc for the global economy, and particularly in the developing nations, because their recoveries aren't very strong. I beg your pardon, particularly in the developed countries. Repeat that. Another spike to the upside in by crude oil would hit the developed countries particularly hard. It'd stay the U.S., much of Europe, a little less so in Germany, the U.K., because their recoveries are not very robust, to put it mildly. Okay, again, against that background, I think that against a background of lower oil prices, I think that the bond yields, long-dated government bond yields, will work higher as people begin to discount further economic recovery and growth, and that will lead to higher long-dated interest rates. Now, the dollar, I have been concerned about the dollar because it has been awfully soft in here. I feel that in terms of overall market stability, a steadier dollar would be a positive. So conversely, if the dollar starts to hit new lows against a number of currencies, I think investor anxiety will climb, and this commentator's anxiety will climb a bit. Interesting times here overall. Again, I repeat that the technical evidence that I see, and I think it's supported by the fundamental evidence that I see, is that respite on the upward moves in commodity prices, and we'll see stock markets steady and a number of them go higher, led by fuller money themes. Conversely, if we were to get a serious spike, and I know people have been bandying around a lot of figures here. Nomura started it, and then people have said, well, if this happens or that happens, the crude oil price could go to $200. Well, I doubt it would, but anything, needless to say, anything remotely close to that would kill stock markets. We'd get a short, sharp bear market, and until oil prices came back down again. And it would push economies, the weaker economies, back into recession. So, to repeat myself, oil is everything at this stage, and except for in terms of negative influences, plus the agricultural commodities, which also cause problems. But today, let's enjoy a bit of respite in here overall, and we've seen the way stock markets, led by that Asian and South American sector, the way they want to move upwards whenever there's a bit of cessation in the bad news. All the best.